Time to focus on Main Street Mobile. Find out what is happening in the Magic City. And joining me now, Diane Richardson, the director of Main Street Mobile.
Good morning.
Good morning. We want to talk about a big event coming up on Saturday. This one brings about as many people downtown as you're going to find. That's the stroll.
It really does. We look forward to this every year, and this year we are so super excited. We've lost count of all of the vendors and all of the people that are going to be here setting up, but we're expecting between 1,200 and 1,500 people, and we hope even more than that, but we're looking forward to the weekend.
Obviously, it's a benefit for Safe Passage. We had Kelly Pettigo in last week to talk about it and does great work for them, but it also exposes those that are coming to what's happening in downtown Moberly.
It really does, and we're getting ready. I don't know if you've noticed, but we've had some folks out trimming our trees up this week. We want people to be able to stroll those sidewalks without branches hanging down and in their way, and it just looks nicer. And so the rain has done a lot to help freshen things up, and so we are ready. We're hoping for people to be down early in the afternoon or maybe even spend the day in downtown Moberly. Several of our stores will be open through the evening and have different wineries and distilleries there in their businesses. And so we hope that people get a chance to see what's here. Every year we hear somebody say, I didn't know this was here. How long have you been open? And so it really is a great opportunity for us to partner with Safe Passage and just throw out the welcome mat and have a good time.
Yeah, so you do kind of partner then. I was beyond just rolling out the welcome mat and making sure everything looks good. I didn't know what other involvement you kind of had, or you just there for them if they need anything.
We do a little bit of all of that. Primarily the greeters and hostesses in the downtown area. Of course, a lot of the activity is going to go on at the municipal auditorium, but the 4th Street Theater will be a spot as well, and so they'll be all over the downtown area. This year Main Street is very excited to be a true sponsor with the wine stroll. And so with that, of course, gives them extra promotion, extra advertising opportunities, and the same for us. And so we appreciate Kelly and the folks at Safe Passage and all the sponsors that help put this on, because collectively, that's how this happens. It takes everybody, and that event has really grown and has put us on the map, especially with the Missouri Wine Association and with the wine stroll folks that really enjoy doing that.
All right, Diane Richardson with us. The Taste of Missouri Stroll will start at 3 o'clock this Saturday. A number of locations where you can get your advance tickets. I know the Moberly Chamber is one of those.
Right.
Let's talk about a fall director's meeting and workshop. When is that?
It's actually tomorrow. Starts tomorrow, and it's a two-day event, and it happens every year. Missouri Main Street puts on a conference in the fall and in the springtime, and Main Street organizations can choose which one they have time to get away for and how they can participate and so forth. And so this year's fall event is in Ozark, Missouri, which is like a second home to me. I have a sister that lives there, and she has for years, and so looking forward to being down in that area. Again, the first day tomorrow is a director's training, and this year to do both sessions is Ellen Shepherd. She is the CEO of a consulting firm out of Chicago, and she spends a lot of time focusing and speaking to communities such as ours, and she really focuses on economic development, placemaking, community development, and so this year's focus is going to be on leadership and leveraging leadership within your community. And so really looking forward to it. They have anywhere between 50 and 150 people that attend that training. And it is people from all over the state of Missouri. And it includes a lot of city administrators. It includes Main Street officials. It includes chamber people. Just anyone that partners with Main Street throughout the state. And they will be there. So I'm really looking forward to that. More than anything, it's a chance to get with those other directors, talk about what's going on in their communities, kind of compare notes, and we always come back with some great ideas.
Mm-hmm. Do you go by yourself, or do you have others go with you?
It depends. Every year, there's been either someone that's gone with me, or at least for part of the conference. This year, Emily from the city is going to go down on Friday. So I'm very excited about that.
Very good. All right. So we'll look forward to hearing what you learn.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, too.
All right. Well, today's the start of school.
It's crazy.
Your little guy at home, you got him off to school, I guess. Homecoming will not be far away then.
Just a few weeks out. I can't believe that either. September 28th, the weekend of. And
speaking of events like Taste of Missouri, this is another weekend that has become huge in the Magic City.
It is. Yeah. It is. A lot of class reunions. Of course, it all kicks off on Friday afternoon with a parade downtown. And so we're excited for that and very welcoming to that activity. That sort of really does kick off the weekend. And then there's the game on Friday night. Saturday morning, the Chamber and Emily, as I just mentioned, from the city and Main Street are coordinating a Junk Junction vintage market type of an event, being the 400 block of Reed Street downtown. And so we're hoping to give the folks that are staying over or visiting our community something different to do while they're here. And so that event will be open to vendors, and you can contact either the Main Street office or the Chamber office to find out how to participate in that. But that'll be Saturday morning. And then there's all kinds of class reunions and activities on Saturday evening. And then on Sunday the 30th, we are hosting a Streets Alive event in downtown Moberly from 2 to 5. That's a Sunday afternoon. A lot of times people get together with family and do some outdoor activities. And so this is just one of those things to kind of help wind down the weekend. It's free and open to the public, and we encourage people to ride their bikes, roller skates, their roller blades, bring their wagons, their strollers, whatever you've got that's got wheels on it. Ride it downtown. We'll have the 100 block sectioned off, and we'll be having some activities there, maybe doing some yoga, maybe some line dancing, maybe square dancing, just some physical activity in the downtown area. And we really want to encourage people to get out and walk and just spend some time in the neighborhood.
Okay, very good. So that'll be busy. So what is Junk Junction? Is that what
it's kind of a tongue
twister. Is this like a yard sale flea market, or what?
I think it'll be a little different than
okay,
that.
Okay, all right.
Yes, there are vendors that have signed up.
Okay.
So you could clear out your garage if you wanted to, but we're looking for some junk gypsies and anyone that's got some really unique rusty finds, collectible items, something that's really unique. And we have a lot of that in our community. And that seems to be a trend going on now as well. And so we kind of wanted to jump on that bandwagon. And we have a lot of local folks that do that type of creative, artsy, repurposing type of thing. So you can find a real treasure at an event like that.
All right. So these actual vendor merchants or these individuals that also do this type of stuff?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
Okay. And where are you planning on holding that event?
We're going to hold that in the 400 block of Reed Street. We have some stores downtown that also are interested in those types of things. And so they're going to open up their doors that day as well. And so, like I said, we just hope that it's a something different for our community to participate in.
So like Pickers comes to downtown Moberly.
It could be.
All right. So that's homecoming weekend. Well, you got some things happening then.
This is our busy time of year.
Yeah, big times downtown.
Yeah.
That's good. Farmers market's still going.
It's still going, and the rain the last few weeks seemed to hit just right. We've had an abundance of produce. 900 pounds last week. I expect to see that much again tomorrow. We've actually been able to expand the market to a Saturday morning, and so we'll be at the wine stroll on Saturday as well, just with a small market. So.
All right. Yeah. During the event?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Not in the morning, but later in the day?
Later in the day. And what we are going to do with that is open up the Main Street office. We'll have a water station there and kind of a little rest stop if people want to stop in and visit with us. And we'll have some information about the market and a few things about our vendors. And so, yeah, we'll get involved with that.
All right. Things are happening downtown. You better go check it out.
Yeah, keep up if you can.
This little block here on 4th Street, we got all sorts of improvements going on. Where the 4th Street Theater is, and the library is doing their thing, so.
Yeah, glad you mentioned that. There's construction everywhere. It is. It's good.
All right, very good. Well, thanks for coming in, Diane. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brad.
Diane Richardson from Main Street Moberly joining me on Quicks Land this morning.